Hi, everybody around the world. You are on the Mike and Abe show, and my name is Abe, and Mike is here. He's somewhere in the borough of Queens, New York.
Yep.
Not too far from the airport. You could fly in and hail a yellow taxi and go right to his door, and he'll come out and talk to you. But we won't give you his address. Okay?
Yes, well, the one thing good about living in LaGuardia, I'm literally like 8 or 9 blocks away from LaGuardia, and it's very convenient because all you have to do is walk over the construction site and walk over the chopped concrete and the barriers and the police car sitting there where the cop is inside. I think he's texting or something. Then walk around the buses that are stuck in traffic and the new cab line with the rent-a-cops and day-glow vests and dispatchers, which are driving shuttle buses with cab passengers bussed to them versus the Uber cars who are sitting upstairs at the old main terminal and stealing fares, in my opinion. So, but that's the,
okay.
That's the mishmash that is LaGuardia. But, Abe, today's mm-hmm. password for our listening audience is SBI. Now, who and what is SBI?
Well, Representative Adriano Espiat. Is that how you pronounce it, Espiat?
Yeah, okay. I'm guessing, yes.
Okay, he's a United States congressman whose district is somewhere in Upper Manhattan. I looked at the map yesterday, and it wasn't very clear, but it's the upper part of Manhattan, like Inwood
okay.
and Washington Heights, that area, parts of Harlem, I think. Okay.
Right.
He has called... now, this article was in the Daily News yesterday, headline, sixth suicide of debt-strapped cabbie has drivers on edge and leads to calls for resignation of TLC commissioner, with the picture of Mira Joshi on the article, on the internet, I guess in the newspaper also, okay,
right.
with sort of like a puzzled look on her face. You know, I guess they keep these pictures on file, you know, in case we need to put them on the newspaper.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty obvious.
Right.
As a yellow cab guy, and it's pretty obvious at this stage of the game, she's been an abject disaster running the TLC. Okay, I don't know what her problem is. Maybe she can't say no. Maybe she's too nice. Maybe she's unqualified. But here, if she keeps talking about competition, and she didn't have any competition to get the job, and there was really nobody else interviewed for this big job, chairperson of the TLC. And since she was in there, under her watch, the medallion has gone from how much to how much? We've lost like 90% of the medallion value for yellow cabs while she's been in there.
Well, medallions this week. Some medallions this week sold for $250,000.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was an auction this week, and some sold for less, and there was 139 medallions, something. I
right.
think that was the number
uh-huh.
that used to belong to the now the
throne, Taxi King.
The Taxi King, who's trying to keep yeah. himself out of jail right now. Okay. All right, and those medallions were auctioned, and many of them, they were auctioned in bunches of 20 apiece, and according to news articles, many sold for $250,000, many of the medallions, okay? But it wasn't clear what category of medallions. They have these different categories
right.
of medallions. There's mm-hmm. the wheelchair medallions, the alternative fuel medallions, the regular medallions, and I guess we're not going to find that out until the TLC publishes the sales on the website, which sometimes don't show up for a couple of months.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But that's good. That's good. $250,000 is a lot more than people were estimating. They were up to $1.3 million, but that was just a bubble, okay, created by the Taxi King, so they say. Allegedly, okay.
Yeah. All I know is chairperson Joshi, under her watch, it went from 1.3 to 0.3. So $1 million went down the drain. Basically, $1 million went down the drain and went directly per car, and probably went directly over to Uber, because Uber is now worth X, and the money we lost in medallions went straight into Uber equity. not to their drivers, of course, but we, and all this stuff about first-generation cabbies and the immigrants and immigrant this and immigrant that. Well, here they had first-generation immigrants who trusted the city of New York and de Blasio and Yoshi to buy their medallions from the city, directly from the city in many cases, and they were double-crossed and screwed and financially ruined. So here's the reward for the immigrant trusting the so-called progressives at City Hall, is that now they've you get thousands of guys in financial ruin. You got guys jumping into the river and killing themselves because they're financially ruined with huge notes on their back. And all this under the land, and I'm not going to get too deep in the game, but hey, look, she has been running the show. And when she came in, the medallions were worth over $1 million apiece. Now she's still there. The medallions are basically lost $1 million apiece in equity. And I have some issue with some of the leaders in the taxi business. I guess maybe they're afraid of ticking off someone they do business every day with. But to say that we shouldn't fire Yoshi and Yoshi's, we can't. No, you can blame Yoshi. Yes, you can blame Chairperson Yoshi for the mess because she's had various methods at her disposal to straighten out this mess and hasn't really done that much. And I don't know whether she's just shy or introverted or not able to say no to these people, but they just swarm on her. And one thing she could do is sign a public piece of paper and say she's volunteering not to take a job with the app companies for 5 years. I think that would be a nice thing to prove she's objective, is say, listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. For 5 years, I promise I won't take a job with an app company or a TNC or one of these non-yellow companies. Just to prove that I'm above board on this whole thing. I don't know if she'll do that, but it'll be a right first step in that direction. But to say that she's not responsible is a little ridiculous, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot of blame to go around, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The mayor, in the beginning, when all was well, when he took office in, what was it, 2014?
Right.
Or was it 2013? It was 2014.
Right. Mr. de Blasio.
Right. What's his first name? Bill.
Wild
William.
Bill de Blasio, yes.
Wild Bill de Blasio, okay? He didn't see anything happening yet, okay?
Right.
And he had to pick a commissioner because David Yaski resigned the day before de Blasio took office, okay? And the reason Yaski resigned was, well, there could be a number of reasons, and I won't get into that yet, but he did resign because he was told that he was going to be fired the day that de Blasio got into office. So he resigned the day before. Rather than be fired, he resigned. That left no TLC chairman for 4 months when de Blasio took office. And I guess he didn't see any urgency in filling the slot. And finally he said, look, Joshi is there. She's been around for a long time. She knows the place. And he put her there. It was sort of like, let me get this out of the way kind of thing.
I think you're right. Excellent way of putting it. Right? Nice job on that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so...
He just shrugged it off and said, okay, well, here, you're here. You seem like you know what you're doing. Take the job. Boom. No interviews, nothing.
It was shortly after de Blasio took office that medallions that were up for auction were being auctioned, and they went for $1.2-1.3 million under de Blasio and under Joshi. Okay?
Wow.
Okay, And I guess they didn't see the writing on the wall, okay. And Uber was sitting in the weeds somewhere,
right?
Ready for the ambush,
waiting to strike.
Right, waiting for the ambush. And when de Blasio when Uber did that, they were caught, you know, kind of like with their pants down. All right.
Yeah. You know, well, I saw the big demonstration at City Hall. Yoshi was there, and I said, "How are you doing, Commissioner?" I said, I appreciate the fact you came down to see the demonstration just to see what's going on, because of the demonstration about all these cabbies getting killed and this and that." She goes, "No, I always come to these demonstrations." So I guess she checks out the demonstrations to see what the temperature is. But I think one of the problems is she might have been too accessible. She might have been too trusting of Uber. And when she was watching the demonstration, I'll tell you, Abe, one thing about cab driving, you get instincts about people. She had a look on her face like she was very ticked off at the fact. She had a look on her face like she'd been had. Like she felt bad for the drivers, and she thinks now, finally, at this stage of the game, she thinks she's been bamboozled by the Uber people. And she did seem like, I don't know if it's too late for her to do anything, but I think the one problem she has, she let the wolf into the hen house, and now she has to tell the wolf, okay, listen, that's enough of you, get out of here. Because Uber's a disaster, it's blocking the street, she was way too trusting, and now she's stuck with this mess. And I think the only exit strategy for her is to leave, because there's no way she has to now go back to the same people she made all these agreements and meetings and deals with to say, listen, this is a mess, we have to stop, goodbye. And there were many things she could have done. The one thing I think she could have done, and you and I are on the same page, she could have solidified the Yellow Cab brand. And by that I mean she could have made more money for the drivers, she could have given us surge pricing, she could have given us group riding, she could have given us express lanes for cabbies with passengers and group riding passengers. The other thing she could have done, she could have talked to this whack job in the Department of Transportation. Polly wants a cracker, Trottenberg, the chirping parrot from the DLT with her bike lanes. She has just obliterated the streets of New York with these bike lanes for uninsured and unregistered bicycles at the expense of registered and insured vehicles and delivery trucks. And we even heard a story today. There was a guy in the Queens Chronicle, was a great local paper. Queens Chronicle, Hat Tip Queens Chronicle. And a guy, Ben's Deli, up on Queens Boulevard. You remember that place by the hack stand by Austin Street, up and over there?
I know where it is. I'm not a big visitor of that neighborhood, but you're talking about Austin Street when you turn right
with
off Queens.
Yeah, it was a little hack stand.
Yeah, Ben, I know what you mean, yeah.
Right, well, he said basically he had a little deli over there, and he's kind of going out of business because of the bike lane. He said between delivery trucks getting tickets, and people used to literally just double park real quick, run in, grab some bagels, and take off. These bike lanes are a blight on the city, and you're creating traffic lanes in existing roads for basically vehicles that aren't registered, uninsured. Their drivers have taken no training. They're just people riding bicycles like la-di-da. And I think that is another thing that the chairman of the taxi commission could have talked to somebody and say, listen, these bike lanes are creating a menace. And they're hitting people. They're causing accidents. So the taxi chair can, I think, just talking to her a few times, she doesn't seem like the hell on wheels TLC chair people we've had before. Because the TLC chair people are pretty much, one way or the other, very strong-willed, effective, in-your-face people. And Chairperson Yoshi seems kind of like a go-with-the-flow person. And I don't think you need a go-with-the-flow person at the taxi commission to run 100,000 yellow cabs and black cars. And she's probably on the way out. And now she doesn't have one of the local politicians saying it's time for her to go. You have a United States elected congressman saying it's time for you to go. So she's really been you know, exposed as a kind of a screw up at this stage of the game. I don't know what she's going to do, but leaving would be, I think, a big help. And I don't think she seems like a nice person, but she's way over her head with this job. She's been way over her head since day one, and now we have this complete mess. We need someone in the air to straighten it out. She is not that person, in my opinion. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say, in her defense, that I do believe that she's good-natured.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
She's not a bad person, and she didn't intentionally make all this happen. Okay, she was bamboozled. Okay,
yep.
She bit off a lot more than she could chew.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. I think what she should do is admit her mistakes and publicly resign and you know, go on with her life. You know, like you said,
step aside.
Promise not to work for the app companies like some of her other comrades did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And let somebody in there like Chris Lynn, or take back Matthew Dowse. Okay, mm-hmm. I believe Matthew Dowse resigned, and I don't know this for a fact, but I have this intuitive feeling that he resigned because he saw the train wreck coming, and he wanted no part of it.
Okay? Well, I think you get a guy like right. Matthew Dowse, or you get a Christopher Lynn in there, and even what was the lady McGrath, even the chairperson McGrath. You get like
Diane
three of
McGrath,
those.
McGrath yeah. McKechnie, who everybody despised, would be yeah. great in there right now. Okay.
Well, she was I hell guess. On wheels. I never really yeah. was thrilled about some of the ways, some of the rules she put. But you need someone there. I mean, obviously a charismatic person to be a public figure, but you need someone who knows how to say no. I mean, you have to, if you live in New York City and you're a high-profile politician, you have to be able to say no. And I think Chairperson Yoshi is too nice to these people coming in from the outside. She's meetings, projects, test pilots. Listen, you got to say no to these people. Enough. You have to say no. And if you can't say no, you got to get out of New York. Or if you can't say no, you can't run the taxi commission.
Mike, we know a guy that is very good at saying no to people. Okay?
Yeah.
And his first name is Dave.
Oh yeah,
and if Taxi Dave could get this job to be the TLC chairman,
right.
I think that this stuff would be straightened out in a heartbeat.
Okay? I think it'd be great. I think you need a Taxi Dave, or you know, Dave Pollack. Dave Pollack would be an excellent chairperson. He would go in there. You could just literally plug him in. He knows everything, and
he does.
You know, and he knows. Yellow cabs, black cars, blue cars, TNC. I mean, I ask him a question, I get the answer right away. He knows all this stuff. He's like a computer brain to tell you every little idiosyncrasy, nanosec thing about this business. And actually, we have Best Love Taxi Day on Dave's shows on our website. And I hope he gets back on the air because he was a valuable show. You know, and we got to get that show back on the air, way, shape, or form, or a show.
You know, Dave talks about people that bleed yellow. He says, "I bleed yellow." I guess you bleed yellow.
I bleed yellow.
Dave had yellow fever in his heart the day he was born.
Yes.
Okay. They say he was born in the front seat of a taxi cab. Okay.
Oh,
Dave, right. I hope you're listening to this, all right? Because we want here's my choices for TLC chairman. Christopher Lynn, Matthew Dowse, Dave Pollack. Okay?
But that's like the Allman Brothers song. I was born in the front seat of a taxi cab. That's where Dave was. Was he really born in the front seat of a cab? Was that just like you say that, or was he really?
Well, I wasn't there, so I can't say. All right? So, you know, but that's what they say when they introduce a show. Okay, that he was born in. They say he was born in the back seat, I think, but Dave has corrected that and said that he was actually born in the front seat.
Born in the front seat.
Actually,
well, I'll
I
be
think
darned.
He. I think he was. I was think he was born behind the wheel. Okay.
I just go to work.
Of the front.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Pop out, go to work.
Yeah. Well, you're right about Taxi Dave would be a great TLC chairman.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll tell you something else that's going on now. Yeah. Let me just jump in with TLC. One thing Yoshi did not do, she's also watched the brick and mortar cabbie, the person actually driving the cab. I mean, the investors took a haircut. They took a bath of losing like maybe 85% to 90% of their medallion equity. But she was very lax, and it's in the city charter. Her job is to make sure the drivers make money. I mean, she could have easily done that with the auspices of the TLC to say, listen, you got to stop these cars. The drivers aren't making money. And she always used to come back and say, oh, the drivers, everything is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. No, it's not wonderful. And what's happening now, I was going over some of the records of cabbies, and we have this weird dichotomy of people saying, oh, we don't need a fair increase, we have to fight. No, listen, forget about Uber. The yellow cab industry needs a fair increase. The drivers need money. And the reason you see cars sitting around is because there's a hot economy, and drivers don't have to do this. You're going to lure them back with more money. And the taxi commissioner hasn't really made any effort to put more money in drivers' pockets. There's been these little schemes and this and that, but I mean, solid money First of all, the credit cards have gone from about 30% of the business to about 80% of the business, and there's a 5% discount on most of those transactions. So that's a fair decrease right there. And then when you look at the consumer prices, the CPI, cab drivers have lost about 8 to 10% of their spending power since Chairperson Joshi got into office. At the very least, absolute very least, she should approve between a 15 and 20% metered fare increase for yellow cabs. And these people who say, like, oh, no, Uber. Listen, forget Uber. I think a lot of these folks are playing both sides of the street, okay? We have to talk to the yellow people, the cab people who bleed yellow like Taxi Dave. I've never said no to a fare increase. And if you feel bad charging people more, charge them less. You're a cab driver. Say, oh, listen, I don't accept the fare increase. I'm going to charge you less. As a cab driver, you don't have to charge the metered less. You can charge less than the metered rate. You have to charge the metered rate. But if you want to give someone a break, you can give them a break. And if the fleet garages say, oh, we don't need a fare increase, fine. Don't charge the cabbies more money when you get the fare increase. Okay, so that's two things. Problem solved right here on the Mike and Abe show. If the taxi garages don't want a fare increase, some of them, fine. When the fare increase comes in, don't drive your drivers more money. And the drivers who don't want a fare increase, fine. When your passengers get in, give them a discount because you can tell them, I don't believe in a discount, in a fare increase. On a rainy Friday afternoon, you can tell your passengers they can pay less. All right? And
Let me jump in here, Mike. Okay, I just want to say that you're absolutely correct that the credit card usage has gone to a point. In the beginning, it was maybe 10% of the fares. Yeah, I'm going back to when they started in, what was it, 2008, 2009?
Something like that, right around that time.
Right. But now it's up, it appears, well over 50%.
Okay? Well over, yeah.
I know a cab driver the other night who had 17 fares and every single one was a credit card.
That poor bastard.
I think you know that guy, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, you said 5% discount. It's not a discount. It's a 5% fee. Okay,
correct.
I want to correct that. Okay, and taking 5% off of the and that 5% doesn't only include the fare. It includes the tolls and the surcharges. Okay,
right.
And the tip. And the tip. Whatever money comes in is paid by credit card. They're taking 5% of that. Okay,
that's right,
and that negates the last fare increase, which is almost 6 years already. Mm-hmm. In 2012, it was September 2012 was the last fare increase that the yellow taxis got. Okay,
right.
So we're in June now. We're almost at the 6 year point of the last fare increase. So that fare increase has been negated by the rise in the credit card usage.
And what about the cost of living? What about the cost of living?
The cost of living, it always goes up, okay?
Right.
And now interest rates are going up. When interest rates go up, the cost of living goes up.
Yep. And Joshi does nothing. And she does nothing.
Well, she hasn't done anything to compensate us, all right?
Yep.
There was a meeting in April of 2017 where these taxi drivers were crying their eyes out in front of her at this meeting, begging her to do something. I mean, literally on their hands and knees. And that meeting can be seen still on NYC Taxi News. Okay, I would like you people to watch it if they want to be reminded. And these are the people that are committing suicide.
Right.
Okay. And not all of them. Okay. But they were the voices for the people that would later commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Well,
okay?
Sure.
And she, you know, all she ever said was, I can't do anything. There's nothing I can do. The city council has to change the laws. And the city council is going to change the laws. At least that's what they say.
Right.
Okay? But but action speaks louder than words, and all we're hearing is words.
Right.
Okay, there were rumors about that they're going to vote soon. We don't know for a fact it's going to happen until it happens. All right? And the mayor goes on the radio, goes on the TV, and says, we have bills that we're working on, and they're going to raise the medallion values, and this and that. And in the meantime, all I see is a Kawasaki, or whatever his name is, the new Uber CEO, the guy that took over when they threw out the Kalanick.
The Iranian national. That's kind of like the perfect to run Uber, the Iranian national.
There's a picture of him in the newspaper shaking hands with the chairman of the speaker of the city council.
Well, Corey, what's his name? Right? Corey Johnson? Yeah,
Corey Johnson. Now, Corey Johnson says he made a mistake. He made a big mistake in 2015 by not backing de Blasio when he wanted to limit the number of Ubers. Okay? And so I don't know what Corey Johnson. I mean, it's okay that to be diplomatic and talk to the guy. He went to the city council, but from what I understand, there are a lot of people on our side that have been trying to get a meeting with Corey Johnson and haven't been able to. Okay, that's word off the street. That's word off the street that I'm hearing. Okay, right. I don't know that for a fact. Okay, mm-hmm. But let's see some action. Action speaks louder than words. Okay, you don't have to say a thing. All you have to do is the right thing.
Well, the other thing with Uber that is lost in the sauce here is Uber, with the glut of vehicles, a lot of these Uber drivers are part-time drivers. These aren't even full-time drivers. I mean, they used to have, when Uber first started, they had a lot of full-time drivers, and those drivers were making money, and everybody was happy because the black cars, the Uber drivers, and the old cabs were making money, and there were maybe 40 or 50,000 less cars on the street, okay? Fast forward to today. Meanwhile, Chairperson Yoshi is running the TLC, doing nothing to stem the tide. She's not doing a lot of talk shows. She's not doing a lot of interviews. There's no ads on the radio for the handicap, by the way, for these vehicles. But what also happened with these Uber cars, they are blockading major arteries. The cops can't get through. The ambulances can't get through, deliveries can't get through, because you have, basically, a lot of these Uber drivers have regular jobs, 9-to-5 jobs, and they bring in their Uber cars to work, and when they leave their 9-to-5 jobs, they go out in an Uber car into Manhattan and run maybe 4 or 5 Uber jobs, times 30,000. So you have people blockaded from leaving the city. They can't do their errands, they can't do their deliveries. The buses can't move. The cops can't move. The ambulances can't move. It's just a huge amount of chaos. And I think if we had a more charismatic, outspoken taxi commissioner who could go with the press and make some public pronouncements about what has to be fixed and changed, it would be great. Because Yoshi, at what point do you respectfully ask her to step aside? I mean, right now it's a complete disaster, and you almost have to bring in, my opinion, Abe, you're on the right track, as always, would be to bring in either a Matthew Doss or a Christopher Lynn or even someone like a Gorman Gilbert or a McGrath, someone who's actually run the taxi commission previously, because they'll know how to straighten this out. And I'm sure these ex-commissioners have sat on the sidelines and said, oh, my God, this is a disaster. Why doesn't she do this? Why can't you do that? And they would know exactly what to do, especially Doss. You bring in Doss next week. He'll probably know in about a month. Well, he'll identify it. He'll straighten it out. He's a master administrator.
He probably knows already.
Oh, yeah. He's probably pulling his hair out on the sidelines, watching this disaster unfold. And right now, it's also become, like I said, aside from the yellow cab collapse of the medallion, which is coming back a little bit, you have businesses that are closing up because people don't want to drive in to buy stuff because they can't move because of needless Uber cars. And it's just something that apparently she bit off more than she could do. She talks about competition. Okay, well, where was the competition when Chairperson Yoshi got the job? There was none. This is the problem. Out of 400,000 lawyers in New York State, the odds are 400,000 to 1 that we have the best lawyer running the TLC. So that's my opinion, with all due respect. So anyway, what else we got on the table for today?
Well, we have... Oh, I wanted to talk about the change in about the taxi of tomorrow, and how in all these news stories they're saying that the taxi of tomorrow is no more because Chairman Joshi, has declared, okay, that that now taxis can buy other vehicles. Okay, and there's a list of them on the TLC website. Okay, that they're not, I'm sorry, Mike.
No, go ahead.
They're not obligated. That's the word I'm looking for. Okay. They're not obligated to buy the taxi of tomorrow anymore. But yeah. I have a little bone to pick, okay?
Pick away.
Yeah, when it comes to the wheelchair accessible cars, the unrestricted medallions, of which most of the medallions are, okay? The unrestricted medallions that are chosen to buy wheelchair accessible vehicles on their next vehicle only have one choice, and that is the taxi of tomorrow wave vehicle. Wheelchair accessible vehicle.
I think that's illegal. I think if it went to a real court and got out of the city, I mean, you have lawyers here, they say, what you got to do with a lot of these cases in New York is get it out of the city. Because the city is a death grip of cronies on the bench, sadly. And I think this is a perfect case because you can't, if it went to the Supreme Court, they'd probably get laughed out of court because you can't force cabbies to buy one car. To do something, all right? There are other qualified vehicles. And just the idea that we're being forced to buy one car, I mean, that's got to violate the commerce law. That has to violate equal protection laws. I mean, it went to the Supreme Court. It'll probably get a shutout. Probably be like 9-0 to throw this out. So right now we have this local law where they say we have to buy this car. I think that's just a lot of nonsense. And especially since I had a woman in the cab last night. She knew about it. I don't know how she knew about it, but it sounded like she was a political person. She told me it's the same thing. First of all, you have a medallion that says unrestricted medallion, which is the exact opposite, where now it's a restricted medallion. And the fact that they call you an unrestricted medallion, where you're restricted, you have to buy one car, it's an outrage. Oh, and also, where is where are the calls for these vehicles? There are no calls really coming in to justify thousands of wheelchair jobs in this city. I mean, I'm sitting there all the time. Occasionally I'll get an accessoride call, but there's been no publicity from the taxi commission. This is another Yoshi thing. No ads on the radio, no ads in doctor's offices talking about accessible ride availability. They have the resources coming in, 30 cents a trip, 30 cents a trip coming in, and there are no ads, there's no promotion, there's no publicity for the fact that we do have wheelchair cars, and basically there's no business coming in. And I think it's been outed as a complete political con job where now we have grossly overexceeded what is needed to take care of the handicapped community with taxi cab service. And in essence, you're punishing the people who have stepped up and bought these cars because they've spent maybe 40% more for handicap accessible vehicles, and you're not providing them with the money needed to keep these vehicles as a viable commercial enterprise. And I hate to say it, we're in this business to make money, all right? And if you're going to ask us to do something that costs 40% more, you got to give us at least 41% more so we stay in business. But these are the politicians, and these are this is the disaster here, and there are really not that many calls coming in requesting wheelchair-accessible vehicles for the yellow cabs. But at the same time, they're forcing us to buy thousands of these vehicles. And why does at the very least, why doesn't the TLC advertise that this is now available? I mean, they're just totally incompetent over there. And I think Congressman Espiot, I want to thank him for saying all this. He says the TLC historically has been a disaster. It's just been a totally incompetent bureaucratic agency where on paper they should be doing everything what they're supposed to do, but in reality they're just a joke. And right now we have a complete and utter mess on our hands. And I'm hoping one of the former chairman or chairwoman or whomever comes in and is appointed, because I think we really need a former chairperson to come in and straighten out this mess, because Chairperson Joshi, it's her time to leave. I know there's one big leader I saw at the demonstration, gave her a hug and hi and, you know, a little air kiss here and there. That's nice. She is a nice person, don't get me wrong. but she's in over her head. This is enough of this. Enough of this nonsense. We have to make a living. We need someone to straighten out this mess now. But, Abe, like I said, I feel bad for the medallion owners. I'm sure you know one yourself who is now getting a lot of sleepless nights with the fact that that person might have to buy a wheelchair cab, which is a big financial burden.
I have in front of me right now on my computer the chart that shows what vehicles different medallions can buy. And okay. If you have an accessible medallion, you can buy the Dodge Grand Caravan. You can buy the Ford Transit Connect. You could buy the Nissan NV200, which is the one that everybody hates. Okay,
right.
You can buy the Toyota Sienna accessible.
Right.
Those are the choices. There are three types of Toyota Sienna accessibles. Mobility Works, Brawnability, and this one is Revalability. I'm not sure what those words mean. Okay.
Right.
But they have those choices. Okay, and if you have an unrestricted medallion, you're restricted. You're restricted to the NV200, okay, which everybody hates. And I believe still that's the one that has to be converted to a wheelchair-accessible medallion, okay?
Right.
So that's like, costs like 10 grand to convert it, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The price of the car goes up right away to this, I don't know what the figure is, all right? But the fact that if you're an unrestricted medallion, you should be unrestricted. You're restricted. This is an oxymoron. Unrestricted medallion.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We are the medallions that have been around forever.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And we should have first choice of what we want.
That,
you know,
is
if
really
you're an
weird.
Accessible medallion, if you're an accessible medallion, everyone should have free choice of what they want. If everybody now, even if you don't have to buy a wheelchair car, if you now have choices of, there's like 20 different choices of what kind of car you could buy if you're not a wheelchair car. You know,
right.
You're saying that the taxi of tomorrow is no more taxi of tomorrow. It's over, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving these other cars all these options of buying the Ford Fusion Hybrid, the Dodge Grand Caravan, the Chevrolet Malibu Hybrid. I'm looking at the chart. You could find. I have to put this chart link on the front page of NYC Taxi News. It's not
right.
There. It's not. You know. I had to search for it just now while you were talking. It took me 10 minutes to find it. Okay.
But
right. I did find
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
But if I'm unrestricted, if you're an unrestricted medallion, you should be just that. You should have your choices, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the only option I'm thinking of is, well, what if this contract, this Nissan contract was supposed to last 10 years, and it went into effect in 2011, okay?
Uh-huh.
2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. It's now in its eighth year, okay?
Right.
So it might be cheaper. It might be cheaper to, if you say next year you have to buy a wheelchair car, right? And there's still a year left where you're restricted, your unrestricted is restricted to that one piece of garbage that nobody wants, okay? All right?
In
my opinion,
right.
Okay? I mean, that's everybody's saying, okay?
Yeah.
You know, that the one guy wrote that every time he goes in for inspection, he has to spend $1,500 on this car.
Oh, I believe it.
It clunks and clunks and clunks, and it's not hybrid, and it eats gas.
Very bad on gas.
It's not comfortable to drive, and all of these things I'm hearing, okay?
Yeah.
All right, but it might pay for you if this contract will be up this year, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Yeah.
It'll be up in 2020. Maybe it might be cheaper for you to put the medallion on the shelf until the contract is up, you know, so you don't get stuck with this car for the next 5 years.
Well, I mean, this is the other thing. The all this whoop-de-doo about wheelchair vehicles, I know in London, they had the little black cab there. Their whole conversion thing with the London black cab, a traditional car that's been around forever, they had a little slide-out ramp that goes down to the ground, slides it down, ramp goes down, wheelchair drives it to the cab, ramp comes up, boom, over. Goodbye. Maybe it costs like $1,000 to make this slide down ramp. Okay? Boom. Done. Over. And I don't know why it's all this whoop-de-doo hydraulics and chains and straps and da-da-da-da-da. All this rigmarole to make these wheelchair-accessible cars in New York. Where you look at the London cab, in London, the guy slides out a ramp. It locks in place. The wheelchair, motorized wheelchair or regular wheelchair, drives up the ramp, goes in. He slides the ramp back in. Boom, done, over. And it goes under, like, the floor. Like, it has a little, like, nook where it goes into, like, a little storage thing. And it's over. It's 1, 2, 3. Boom, gone. And I just don't know why there's all these contraptions. And it's, you know what they say, an ostrich is a chicken built by committee. That's what these wheelchair cars are. It's ridiculous. And it's just an outrage. And I'll tell you, the other thing, Abe, is my heart goes out to these people who have a gun to their head being forced to buy these crazy cars. Because now, on top of Uber and competition and everything else, they're forcing us to buy wheelchair cars, which cost more money, and the gas mileage on these wheelchair cars is like driving an old Ford Crown Victoria. Maybe you're getting 10, 12 miles a gallon. It's horrible. And the last thing is, we have to talk about the stickers again with the wheels, with the stickers on the doors with the prices. They have these wheelchair cars with these huge blue wheelchair stickers dead center in the front of the hood. People see these cars, they think they're not camps. So, I mean, I've seen people walk around the wheelchair car with the big blue sticker on the hood. They'll look at the car, they'll look at the driver, literally walk around that car and get in a car with no blue sticker. And I've been on the receiving end of that. I said, well, how come you didn't take that car in front of me? She goes, oh, I think it's for the handicap. I said, no, it's a car for everybody. So they think the car is not a cab, and they don't think it's a regular cab for hire because it has a big blue wheel. It looks like an ambulance, all right? And conversely, the TLC chairperson denied a legal written request from you and an attorney to put the taxicab rates on the doors of yellow cabs again, which were basically there for about 50 or 60 years, no problem. And she rejected it because that's a pilot program. So because she has 200 or 300 cabs involved in some whatever pilot program, thousands of New Yorkers and cabbies are denied having the rates on the side of cab doors, and the hustlers are taking advantage of it. And I was looking at the restaurants. I'm looking at the restaurant. They're, by law, have to have their menu prices in the windows. I'm looking at the subway. I'm looking at the buses. They have their prices to ride the train and the price to ride the bus plastered all over the bus. I'm calling up for an airline ticket. They tell you what the price is up front. I just think this was such a stupid idea to get rid of the rates on the side doors and instead replace it with some artsy-fartsy big-letter T, which tells, unless you're a freaking moron, you can't figure out that a big yellow car in New York City is a cab. So they have this big-letter T. Take off that stupid big-letter T and put the rates back on the door. And in the meantime, Abe, you have an emergency solution to that. You have T-shirts with the rates on the door. You want to tell the people about that?
Yeah, I have the rates on the shirt, but I just want to say one thing before I talk about the shirt. Take a 10-year-old kid or an 8-year-old kid, and he sits out on the sidewalk with a lemonade stand, and what does he have? A sign. It says, lemonade, 5 cents.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go back to basics here. Now, as far as the shirts go, I have designed a shirt that whoever buys these shirts knows what a great shirt it is.
Right.
Okay? You have a shirt, Mike. Tell us about your shirt.
In fact, this is the best shirt I've ever... You know, you can talk about Givenchy, you talk about Bijon, you talk about Halston. Abe has designed the taxicab rate shirt that is on our funky little website right now, and you can buy it, and like I said, if you buy it, you're also helping to put a little gas in the tank of our little website here, so that's the good news, within the good news. But Abe has designed the shirt, custom-made. We have all sizes. In fact, even I have a double X, and I'm, you know, I usually wear a horse blanket. I need like a double X, but you have all sizes, and the taxicab rates are on this shirt. So until the TLC decides to inject a little logic into the operating of yellow cabs in Manhattan, you can, in fact, have the rates of the cab on your body, kicking it old school, between now and the time the TLC wises up, probably when Joshi leaves, because it's just one of her weird things. She doesn't want the rates on the side of the cabs. And when the rates go back on the side of the doors, that'll be great. But in the meantime, you have the rates on your chest, and if people say, how much is the cab? This is it. Because I know at Kennedy Airport, the hustlers tell people, you know, the cabs cost $200 if they go to the city, and blah, 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 all this bullshit. But no, we have the taxi cab rate T-shirt where you can tell the people these are the rates, and it's right there for all to see. And we need you to buy some of these shirts. Summertime's here. You want a cool T-shirt, cool gift. All sizes available, not to mention other stuff where you can buy a coffee cup and things with that, with the taxi cab rates. But until the TLC gets some common sense about putting the rates back on the side of cab doors, we will have it on our shirts. And, you know, Abe, I'm just curious. If someone were to make a sticker and just buy their own, I guess it's unauthorized. You're not allowed to by law. What would happen if you put a taxi cab rate sticker on the side of a cab and got a ticket? You think that the ticket would get dismissed? Because I think it's at that point.
I think that it would be against TLC rules to do so. But I think if you called in the Daily News, the New York Times, and some of the other online papers to cover this story of the summons that you get, the publicity would be great.
I think we're going to ramp it up now that summer's here, because the problem with the news now is it's all Trump, 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 Trump. Everything is Trump, 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 Trump. So we got the World Cup and Trump, 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 Trump. And these the local stories are just being decimated. And I think it's a big problem with the obsessive compulsive in the media. They're slaves to clickbait, troll nest hits to pump their little idiotic Trump stories, because they just, it's a false narrative. It's a false read. It's a false click number for the interest in all these Trump stories. And the little stories that count, the little community stories, like cabs not having rates on the door, are getting swamped, because all these people, all they want to do is put the Trump stories on the news. Enough. Enough with the Trump stuff. Let's talk about taxi rates on the doors. Let's talk about getting wheelchair people into cabs. Those are two things. And let's talk about trying to keep cabbies from killing themselves because they have no money. Those are some interesting stories right there, people. You want to get off your ass and start writing a newspaper again? Let's go to work. Hey, speaking of which, I think I got to go to work. What time is it?
Yeah, you do. So I just want to say there's a press conference tomorrow, Monday, at City Hall at 11 a.m. Okay? Uh-huh. And Beta V and her organization are going to be there.
Okay?
And I just wanted to say that, okay? A great article on the front page of NYC Taxi News was written, Driven to Death by Uber, by Julian Guerrero and Carlos Perez. Okay, and you should give that a read. You can find it on the front page of NYC Taxi News. You can also find our great sponsors, the MTBOT, Checker Management, WB Taxi, Taxi CPA, and Peter Joseph, the bankruptcy attorney, the front page of NYC Taxi News. And we have room for other ads if you guys want to advertise. Get in touch with us.
And in fact, Abe, I think you're excited, just like I'm excited. We have one of the top people in the business, one of the top organizations coming into the paper this week, one of the top businesses coming into the, not the paper, I meant more, the website this week. And we're very excited about that. Apparently, we got an agreement to get a new sponsor, a big sponsor, so we're very excited about that. And, like I said, we're starting the roll with the website that you created, brother. So my compliments on that. You're a great guy, and you made it a great site. So we, as a cab driver, I want to say thank you very much. We all appreciate this for everything you've done for the last couple of years, and it's starting to get some traction. And we got a lot of people looking at the site. We get how many people?
Well, a lot. The website is almost 4 years old, and we're getting close to 3,000 visits a week.
Wow. More than that.
Okay.
More than that.
Well, it's hard to keep, If you want some numbers, I can give you some numbers. Let me bring them up. I'll just give you in the last week or so. Okay. Let me do a little math here. Let's just go from today, this morning, and go back to Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday. Start with Monday, okay? And look at the math. On Monday, we had 362,949, and today, 6 days later, we have 365,615. So let me grab my little calculator here and go 561 and go 5615 minus 2949 comes to 2600 visits in the last 6 days. Okay,
That's good. So about 400 a day. Okay,
2666.
and it's summertime, so it's a little, maybe it softens up in the summertime. In the winter, we were rocking and rolling. Everybody's in the house on the computer. So
Mike,
I think.
I just want to say this. I got a call this week from somebody, and I from in California, okay? And he wanted to know how our website is doing, okay? When I told him we're getting anywhere from 2,500 to 3,000 visits a week, he went, "Wow."
That's great.
I asked him, how did you find our website? And he said he typed in Google Taxi News, and we were right at the top of Google.
Isn't that
Okay.
something? So good news.
All
Good
right.
news
So,
for us.
right.
That's great.
Okay. All right. So I just want to say this, that all of you people out there that send me emails wanting to get me on the first page of Google, we're already there. Okay.
Right.
Thank you for your email. Send it to someone else. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Exactly. We're
Well,
doing what we get.
we're being solicited. All right.
Oh, by the way, our old pal, what's his name, Ben Bailey, the
Oh,
cash
yeah.
cab guy, is coming back around. So he's a great guy. We see if we can get him on the show. I met him a few times, and he's a very good guy. He's been very successful, smart guy, man. He really took this ball and ran with it. So he's back in action, the cash cab. We're going to give you more information on that. Hey, let me go to work. Let me do my cab thing. And
Okay.
thank you very much. And folks, listen, thank you so much for your support of this website. I think with your listening support, with our advertising support, and hey, with your creation of this site, we have in fact made a difference and protected ourselves and our industry with this little site that we've made. And like I said, without this site and without people in the industry stepping up to tell our side, we'll just get trampled over and steamrolled into oblivion. So we have to protect what's ours. I mean, we got snakes in the grass, and we have the wolf is at the door, but we've been beating them back with this little website. So thank you very much, people out there in webland. So Abe, I'll catch you later. I'm on the road again. So
All
catch you
right,
next
Mike.
week.
Make a lot of money,
Yep.
and all you yellow cab drivers out there, don't give up. Don't
Great
give
show.
up.
Don't give
Don't
up. Don't hurt. Just...
hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Nothing stays the same in this world.
Yeah, don't
Okay?
jump. Please don't jump in the river. I mean, jump in the river to go swimming. Don't jump in the river to kill yourself. It's summertime. Have some fun.
Well, don't jump in a dirty river if you're going to jump in
Don't
the
jump in
river.
a dirty
Jump
river.
in.
Yeah. You know, there's a guy.
Find a clean.
Last thing, I was seeing some guys fishing off the East River, and I had a guy in the cab. I was like, now he goes, "Oh man, these people are fishing in the East River. Well, I guess the only thing they catch in there is probably hepatitis." So I don't know what they catch in there.
Yeah, maybe they catch that guy named Salmonella, you know?
Salmonella. Sal, he is a great third baseman for the Red Sox.
Yeah,
Anyway, catch you folks
right.
later. See you later.
All right, bye, everyone.